I get out of life exactly what I put in it. I get out of anything exactly what I put in it. I'm a master to the degree I think, act, and live in the state of unconditional love. I get out of anything exactly what I put into it. Now, I've had the privilege of working with a lot of people on a lot of things, all their conditions of life, their attitudes of life, their desires for themselves. And I have found that whenever a person really wants something, when they really have a desire in their heart to have accomplishing something that is really important to them, they do it. They do it, and they do it easily. They do it quickly. They do it perfectly. They do it wonderfully. Yes. But how is it that we get out of life exactly what we put in it? Now, we all know that. That's a truism. That's something that has been known by all of us all of our lives. And so when we want to have a friendship, we put friendship in. We are a loving person. We are a gentle person. We are a kind person. When we want to have a good job, we prepare ourselves for that job, not in doing the work that the job entails, but in having the attitude that it takes to do the job. I am a good worker. I like doing what I do. I do everything that I do with all of my heart. If it's a little job, I give it my best. If it's a big job, I give it my best. I always give my best to everything that I engage in, no matter what it may be, no matter how big or how small it may be. I am always giving my very best. I get out of anything exactly what I put into it. So if I am going to be given a responsibility, and that responsibility is to sweep the walk, I'm going to sweep the walk with the very best way that I can. I'll find a good broom. I'll find a good broom. Now, I won't work the broom to death, but I'll just take the broom and gently do the walk. I'll do it from corner to corner, from side to side, from length to length. And then I'll have a bag with me or a bucket with me, and I'll pick up the dirt that I sweep up. I won't just sweep it off into the lawn. I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up with a... It's just like I'm dusting in the house. It's just like I'm doing something very precious. And really, it is very precious. I give my very best to doing it. And so I sweep with care and with love. And then, later, I get another job. And this job is washing windows. Well, I wash the windows at the right time of day because I want the windows to be perfectly clear, perfectly beautiful and wonderful. And I have my cloth and I clean any little spot that I might have missed that the sun shows me that I didn't quite get. And that window is a sparkling, wonderful gem. Now, true, in the beginning, it takes me a little longer to do it because I'm training myself to do it well. I'm training myself to do it perfectly. But after I do a dozen windows, I have the knack of it. I have the catch of it. And I do it beautifully, perfectly, and wonderfully. And it is beautiful, perfect, and wonderful. So then other things come my way. And people know what I do, and people know how I do it, and they say to themselves, that's a good worker. That's somebody I can depend on. I will ask that person to do a bigger job. I want someone to take care of my children. And I want someone who is going to thoughtfully take care of them, lovingly take care of them, not just sit back and let the kids do what they want to do and just be present to catch them if they get into any big trouble, but to really guide the children along, because that's what everyone does. So I say to the children, wow, you guys are great. You guys know how to do lots of beautiful things. I'm so interested in seeing what you're doing. How do you learn how to do that? That's wonderful. And then the children come over and show you, because your sincerity is your honesty, your questioning is sincere. And they know that. They sense that. They feel that. And as they feel that, they know that your questions are going to be something that is really important to them. And so they gather around you with all the love in their heart, and they show you exactly what they're doing. They show you exactly how they're acting. They show you exactly what's going on in their world. And you feel just wonderful about it. You feel that you're included in it. You're part of it. You're part of their world. You're part of their life. And it's a wonderful thing to be part of their life. I get out of anything exactly what I put into it. I'm a master to the degree I think, act, and live in the state of unconditional love. Yes. When I think in the state of unconditional love, there is no job that is big or small. There is no task that is big or small. There is no thing that I want to accomplish that's big or small. I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. Are you really believing that? People who believe that are, you know. How do they become millionaires by the time they're 30? Well, what they do is they have in their heart that everything they do is turning into abundance. Everything they do is something wonderful and good and beautiful. Everything they do is glorious. Everything they do is something that makes them proud of being who they are. That's just what life is all about, that everything we do makes us proud of who and what we are. And when we're proud of who and what we are, beautiful things come up in our life. Beautiful things come up in our world. Beautiful things come up in all the things that we do because we like ourselves. We like ourselves. And as we like ourselves, what happens? As we like ourselves, we make sure that everything we do is wonderful and glorious and good. Everything we do is fantastic. Everything we do is marvelous. Everything we do is something that is making us feel super happy in every possible way. Now, is that what you do? Is that what I do? Sure we do. That's what we always do. I get out of anything exactly what I put into it. And what I put into life is love. What I put into relationships is love. What I put into anything that I do is love. And because I put into it this love, it comes back as love. It comes back as something very special. It comes back as something very wonderful, very marvelous, very desirable, very, very special. Now, do I want that to be that way? Sure I do. What am I going to do about it to make it that way? Well, what I do about it to make it that way is that I give my very best to everything I do. I do the little jobs with the same sincerity and the same genius and the same caring that I do the big jobs. If I'm going to be called in to be the janitor, I'll be the finest janitor that's there. If I'm going to be called in to be a mid person in the business, I'll be the finest mid person in the business. I will care about it because I will truly care. We watched the movie The Intern the other night, and as we watched it, this man was retired, but he wanted to stay busy. He wanted to stay active, and so he hired in as an intern, and here he was, 80 years old, hiring in as an intern. Well, he had a lot of genius, and he had a lot of ability and a lot of interest in life, and so what he did was he took the ability that he had had all of his life that brought him to the high level of awareness that he had and put it into the little job of being an intern. And pretty soon he was so wonderful because people just loved him because he didn't have to prove anything to anybody. He didn't have to be anything for anybody. He just was himself. And as he was himself, everybody looked at him and everybody thought about him and said, yes, that is a fine man. Yes, there he is over there helping everybody. Everybody loves him. Everybody cares about him because he cared about himself, because he gave his best to whatever job he had, because whatever he was given to do, he gave it with all his love and all of his joy and all of his peace. He was the person who liked himself, He liked his job, and he got out of anything he did exactly what he put into it. And what he put into everything that he did was his love, his peace, his joy, his magic, his wonder. And that's who he is. And that's who you are. And that's who I am. Know that today and forevermore, because I love you. I love you. I love you.